Hey, this is Justin. Sunday night, going on a little walk and doing a little bit of brain clearance. So if I look at today, got real obsessed with action, doing stuff, and not necessarily so present with the family, and got to a place of sort of got burnt out for the day. I almost didn't work out first thing in the morning, so that messed up the head for the day. So I'm out. Went to the gym because somebody was in my spot at the gym. So instead of going to the gym, just went out for a walk. Actually wear shorts outside for the first time, which is quite a bonus, especially for this time of the year. So wearing some shorts outside, getting some thoughts out there. Got a new Pomodoro app. What's it called? It's called Flat Tomato, which I like. It integrates with Todoist, so I can actually work from the Pomodoro app, have some sense of what work is getting done when, and have some tracking around the work that's getting done and the stuff that's getting done, and we'll be able to keep that stuff historically. So excited about that. I'm also excited for going to create in the office tomorrow and to build up some stuff. Got to figure out how I'm going to integrate with Jira, the Todoist stuff with Jira, inside the office, and figure out probably with some filters, and I will, work the Jira items. We'll probably just create tickets, and success criteria inside of Jira, and do the rest of the work on the phone. I might actually start bringing the laptop in, or maybe start working on an iPad to do the rest of the tracking work. So more to come on that. This is a conversation that's probably interesting to about two or three people, productivity apps and how we actually use it. But big through it to do is start to use filters. So what it looks like is I obsessively capture stuff in my Todoist, and I need to constantly groom the list of stuff that I'm doing, and gets groomed, goes to commitments, and I call it ideas to reality, things that need to, and then, sifting and sorting those lists to see which ones actually deserve time and energy to work through, to come to fruition, and to go into production. I just bought a video, which was a jiu-jitsu video on principles. We'll go through that a couple of times to dissect what the content is in there and listen to electric bike flown by. Listen to the principles in there and just start to work that. I'm going to start breaking down the jiu-jitsu game and do jiu-jitsu work when it's off the mats, which probably is going to be some free writing and probably stringing together some different moves and some content and putting it together, maybe doing a little bit of mind mapping, figure out how to make that work to start to get to a place where stuff's getting locked in, because it's the whole idea of learning something, practicing it, and having it locked in. That's the key, having it locked inside, locked inside the brain so that it, locked inside the brain so it sticks and can be brought out during matches as opposed to not. So, that is what, that is where we are right now. That is the work that's the work that's going to get completed. That is the thinking. So it's like, it's going to, from learning something to knowing it, to having it inside the body, to be able to execute it, subconsciously. That's the whole name of the game, to go from unconscious incompetence to unconscious competence rapidly, and to be able to move through those phases rapidly with the body, with the mind, and to be able to do that in multiple different locations. Going to probably do some checking on some of the Max Joyce stuff again to see if we can start to ingest some of that work and see where it goes. So thanks a lot for listening, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.